Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you that you introduced yourself to us and called us out of darkness into your marvelous light so that we can experience you, so you can purify us and make us those servants of righteousness, too busy with the good to do the bad. So bless this word and bless this day. Your will be done, your kingdom come in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10 and 11. This generous God who supplies abundant seed for the farmer, which becomes bread for our meals, is even more extravagant towards you. First, he supplies every need, plus more. Then, he multiplies the seed as you sow it, so that the harvest of your generosity will grow. You will be abundantly enriched in every way as you give generously on every occasion. For when we take our gifts to those in need, it causes many to give thanks to God.
Yeah, so praise God, yeah, we've got this whole beautiful example of receiving and giving in this whole message we've been through in the last 2 weeks. You see, these called out ones, the church, they were called out by God, so they're in the kingdom and separated unto the blessings of what the kingdom holds for each and every one. And then the leadership of the church had this calling, this vision, and they shared it. And then we see the church of Macedonia didn't just listen to them, they went to God first, and that's the right way. It's so beautiful, because at the end of the day, you want to serve your God. And you've been called out of darkness to know him. You don't want to be trusting in man again, even if it's beautiful brothers and sisters. Because at the end of the day, each one's got a calling, and you want to stay in that calling that God has called you out of darkness to know him. And you want to stay in that calling that's relevant to the good purposes that has been written for you in heaven that needs to take place here on earth. So then they gave themselves. So we see that blessing then, as the church, as the called out ones, and working together, they could then go and bring to pass that which the Lord has put on their heart, and they could be just rejoicing and many more being drawn into the goodness of God so as to flow with him and be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So this is a beautiful example of staying in that flow. But this is a beautiful example that has happened, but we just got to stay in that flow. So we have, God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so morning by morning, we draw close to him and he leads us. So this example is an ongoing thing. And when he leads you, his finger is pointing you in a way. And when his finger points you in a way, his hand is also there. So he works in us to will, and then to do, and then when we do it, we help spread the goodness of God, the favor of God. I think of Romans 6 this morning, just as we didn't know what we know now. We were born and we came up, grew up in a family, and then whatever the family and our friends and our environment told us, that became what we started living out, and it was always short of the glory of God. So what we gave forth and the fragrance we gave forth wasn't necessarily the goodness of God. It was a lot of demonic activity that robbed us and then robbed those around us. But praise God, we've come to our source. We come to our rock. We come to what we were predestined to have in Christ Jesus now. So now we draw close to this abundant goodness, and God then works in us to will and to do, and that's what we bring forth. So we bring forth a fragrance, the light of God in our own lives. It's joy for us. It's a joy of harvest. It's a joy of salvation. It's a joy of our name written in heaven, the plans he's got for us. That's what we bring forth on a daily basis. And that, again, causes others to see there's a good God out there. Let's draw close to him. Let's know him, and know is to be aware of, able to speak about, and experience him. So it goes on to us all experiencing this goodness. So just as we had a time in darkness and there wasn't always good results, But praise God, now in the light, it's always good results, even though, even when we go through the valley of the shadow of the death, He prepares a table before us. So arise and shine, stay in the light as He's in the light, and walk in the goodness that has been predestined for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.